Ladies and gentlemen, we are back with another riveting episode on the podcast on everything. You might recall a few episodes ago, we decided to basically go to the WNBA commissioner with reasons of her failure as a league and what she can do to make it better. Will she listen to that or not? That's her decision. We are now making an episode for Adam Silver, the NBA commissioner. I don't know if you are aware of this. He is aware of this, and he even commented about this and the failures of the league. So I'm just going to go over a few of those stats right now. So through the NBA Cup semifinals, which were played Saturday, NBA viewership for games and the league's national partners. So they have a few different TV partners. They got ESPN, ABC, and TNT. They're down 19% over the same period last year. 19%. So let's think about that. One out of five people that you had watching the game last year is not watching it this year. It's only been 1 year. So what changed? Either because the NBA Cup, it was in its first year, so that viewership tuned in to see what was going on and either didn't like the product and is not tuning in this year, or it's because it was new, or there might be other factors going on. Maybe the economy. Maybe the price it costs to subscribe to watch your games. Now, they are on ABC and ESPN and things of that nature, so it could be cheaper. But I don't have the answer to that. I have not polled anybody. I am not getting paid to poll anybody. That's the NBA's problem. That's ABC, ESPN, and TNT's problem. They need to figure that out. Why are their ratings 90% down as of a year ago? Now, here comes more troubling news, which came out in lots of people, podcasters, YouTubes, and YouTube people, people on mainstream media, New York Times. They've all documented this. So now it's my turn to speak on it. The NBA viewership is down 48% since 2012, and 28% just on ESPN year over year. All right, so let's talk about that for a few minutes. 48% since 2012. And that wasn't when it was at its peak, okay? So are we seeing the NBA no longer be a major force in American sports? Is it now migrating overseas, which is what people have been saying has been going on, that they're selling to China more and they don't care about American viewers, that we have a lot of Europeans coming in that are in the top in the lottery pick, born and raised and trained elsewhere, and because of that, we're just not that interested? Kind of like what happens with hockey. The names are not American names. A lot of them are Canadian and European, and people just that are Americans, they just don't get into it because of that as much. Is that possibly situation? Could be. Do I think that is a problem? No, I don't. I think Adam Silver shouldn't stray away from that. Maybe going to China just for marketing purposes, maybe. They just need to find a way to sell products there, not to sell the game personally. But I do think that he does have an issue. If you look at Major League Baseball, they have a lot of names that you could say are not traditionally American. They don't have this issue. People still tune in. People love Shohei Ohtani. people fall in love with Julio Rodriguez and Acuña and all these other names. The list goes on, right? Juan Soto just got into a $760 million deal. So I don't think that is the case. I think it could be a small percentage that people can relate to them as much because they're not from Jokic's. Jokic is from Serbia, I believe, and countries that we don't know too much about, so we can't follow him. I think that might be slight, but it's not going to explain the 48% decrease and 28% on ESPN year over year. So we got to look at what is it. It's the product. The product is garbage now. Somehow, they found a way to have more talented athletes in the NBA now than ever before, and less people to care about them. That's what they've done. That's what they've been able to do. You look at how all these, they all have special diets, personal trainers that can do each and every one. They have these computers that can analyze anything on any athlete, like their sweat content, all of this stuff to make them the most superior athletes of all time. And we're watching amazing athleticism day in and day out. And yet somehow half the people that were watching it 12 years ago could care less. So Adam Silver, I think you and I both know some of the reasons. So let's break these down so the public can kind of understand what the heck is going on in the NBA and why they need to do something about it to make us care about it. Personally, seems about right. I stopped watching the NBA except every now and again in the playoffs in the last 10 years, easily. It started to get boring. Wasn't interesting. As you guys all know, I've said things about LeBron James, but I've also said how great he is. He is, I think, at age 39, I believe is what he is. I think still top five best players in the NBA right now, which is ridiculous when you look at the mileage that has gone on through that man's body for his career. It's an insane amount. The amount of times he's gotten to the finals, the amount of times he's gotten to the playoffs, times he's gotten deep in the playoffs, the time he hasn't been on the injured list or disabled list or whatever they call it in the NBA nowadays. Like, it is impressive. And the fact that he is still doing it at his age, I think it helps and hurts the league. I think it helps because people get to see LeBron James still go and do amazing. But I think it also hurts him because the young people aren't getting as much promotion as they should. So I think that is hurting him. The fact that he is around for so long, he's taking away some of people caring about other teams. Now, throughout these 12 years, what has he happened? This is kind of, he hasn't been as successful in these 12 years and as he had before, right? Or I think it might have been a little bit where he went to four finals in a row. Part of this was during this time. And then he saw the Cleveland Cavalier years and he started petering out during this. So I think that may be some of it, is seeing just how great of an athlete he was going year after year. It gets boring because you already know what's the point of watching all these other teams compete when they're not going to be, they got to go through LeBron. So that whole conference is meaningless to watch because you know who's going to make it. I could make that as an argument. It's not on Adam Silver, except for don't let three individuals decide to sign together to go to one team to make it dominant. And that is even on him. That would be on David Stern. So I think that might have hurt it. I think the fact that LeBron James is still in the league, and that's how people know the league, and they just assume that he's so good. So, like, what's the point of watching it? Although he's been struggling. He hasn't won in many, many a years. That was a bubble year, which supposedly he was illegally getting his teammates to go practice at his house, which wasn't allowed, and other teams weren't allowed to do that. And there's rumors, and he never got fined or they never got in trouble. But others, when they met, they got in trouble. Not saying that that's an issue, but I'm just going to bring that up, that he gets special treatment. And I think that also hurts the league, that they know you watch LeBron, like LeBron James makes the playoffs, oh, they're going to try to do everything possible to make him win. So what's the point of watching it? Watching people just get bad calls. And yeah, he's a superstar, and that tends to happen in most leagues with superstars. It's just the way humans are and the products they don't want to see and stuff like that, and the ridicule you can get if you don't give the superstar treatment. I think that may have a slight factor in it. I could say a few percentage points are definitely because of LeBron James and just being in the league. And now let's talk about LeBron James off the court. He's done a lot of great things. He made a school. He donates his time. He donates his money. He does all these events that you probably will never hear of. And for all of that, he's very disliked. I dislike him for him bringing up politics. No need to bring up politics. Just because you can... Samuel Jackson was like, well, I'm a person in America, so I have an opinion. Yeah, you don't got to share your opinion. You can keep your political opinion to yourself. Just because you are a celebrity or an athlete doesn't mean you need to tell the world what your thoughts are. There was a time in America in which nobody did this. They might hang out with people. They might get photos. They didn't post it. There was no posting. They just lived their lives and said, you vote for who you want to vote for. I'll vote for who I want to vote for. We won't know who voted for who. And that's okay. I'm not going to lecture you on anything. Something changed in America. I don't know when. I don't know why. But it became a thing to get celebrity endorsements. It also became a thing to speak about issues. And you can go into the history books and go, well, Muhammad Ali, yeah, there's a handful that have done it. I'm not saying we don't have people in the past that have done it. And I'm not saying that that was a bad thing. But the way it is now, if you're going to speak on something, you need to be well-versed and be able to talk about it. A lot of them, they just post and they move on. They don't comment. They don't get asked a question in between. They don't get anything else of why you think that way. They just say, this is my thoughts. This is what you should do. Listen, peace, I'm out. And that is, I think, turned a lot of people away. And LeBron James is at the forefront of that in the NBA. So I think when you take the negative political stuff that he's done, like the last three elections, he's come out and said he was voting for who you should vote for and reasons why. He is 1 for 3. Right? It's not much better than his finals appearances in record-wise, right? When you really think about it. So we all know when you get into politics and stuff like that, you're making a divide. Right? There's some people that are going to say, don't care what you say. Come out and say whatever you want. I could care less. You're just one man's opinion. There's some that are going to say, people look up to you. I don't have the same opinion as you. We're not supporting you. We're not going there. Oh, Chick-fil-A. You're Christian? Well, we're not going to Chick-fil-A anymore because you came out for something Christian-wise and supported it. So we're just going to spend our money elsewhere. I think when you add all it up, I wouldn't say it's a push. I don't know if LeBron is in the positive or the negative when it comes to viewership. I would think he would make it in the positive. However, recently, I think he's kind of made it more in the negative in his career. It's the politics. It's him talking about certain movements that ended up not being great investments when you really look at it. They're stealing money from the organizations. They're not donating it to the people that are actually the ones suffering. They say, oh, it's going to go, doesn't go to the families of the people affected. So if you need more, look it up. It's very interesting. So when you start coming out and doing things and then you kind of dox a police officer and then you don't know all the facts and then you don't see the video of exactly how it went down, you kind of make yourself polarizing and not in a good way. So I think that has hurt the NBA. So Adam Silver, you need to tell your people to just not do that. And they're going to fight like, well, yep, I get that. The fact of the matter is they're down 48%. If you guys had a contract deal that you had to do right now, you might be losing some contract value in each one of these people. Right? So now it's going to bring us to the next point, contracts. There's players on the bench that are getting 2 minutes a game, and they are making insane amount of money. Those a couple years ago, people were signing for $70 million over 2 years, 3 years, and nobody's ever heard of them, right? They're the 11th man on the team. They're essentially replaceable every year, and yet they're making insane amount of money because the NBA had that kind of money. Had, maybe have, and a lot of it's because of deals in China and whatnot. That's fine. However, you don't become relatable when players that don't play are making 50 lifetimes of people's salaries that are watching the game, that are out there spending $200 to go to a game with their kid. Right? They are breaking the bank to go watch these people play. And some of these people are making $50,000 to sit on their butt on the bench and not even show up. That doesn't look good. Price tickets are going to hurt you, right? The other thing that's hurt them, besides these insane contracts, and people undeserving of them, is load management. This became a thing, I believe, with the Spurs. Greg Popovich, one of the greatest coaches of all time in the NBA, he has lost his damn mind recently. But he has. Just watch him. See what he does when they boo Kyrie, or not Kyrie, but see what happens when they boo an ex-player that comes in, that played and won a championship for the Spurs. See what he does. Grabs the microphone and starts lecturing the fans. I don't think he affects it, but that's something I'm going to say. Like, you're lecturing. Shut up. You're a great mind. This is not what you do. All right? Not what you do. Mm-hmm. People know that Phil Jackson was a Democrat and stuff like that. However, he went about it a completely different way. And people asked him questions, and he followed up. He just sits there and lectures on what you should think and why. Gives no statistics. Won't answer anything about the other person. So you just, again, you're polarizing. Don't think it's affecting anybody because you're a coach. Might affect a few people. But it's part of the image, right? Is when you get more and more people doing things, then it's an image problem. All right, and it comes to that, and it comes to load management. The image is The NBA players are making an insane amount of money. They play when they want to play. They're not going to play all the time. You could spend $200 to go to a game. You could spend all this money going, and then they don't play. The NBA, Adam Silver, good credit. You tried to find them. You tried to say, hey, you can't win awards if you don't, as you should. Why did anybody complain? Oh, because you got to get so many games to win an award. That's what they literally do in other sports. Why is that different for you guys? So you can play 40 games and win a defensive player of the year? No, shut up. It's stupid. If you don't like it, then play the games. Right. And no one should be up for an award if they don't hit a certain percentage of games played. Makes perfect sense in every realm. They have it in baseball. They've had it in baseball since they started giving out awards. Right? You don't win a batting title unless you have so many at-bats. Easy peasy. Why is it different? So, the load management, people complain that, oh, they're making so much money. They're not playing. They're half-assing. The way they don't want to play this, it's not bringing me in to watch. Because I can be like, oh, they're taking the day off today. They probably weren't even trying that other game. It's not good. People aren't tuning in for those reasons. So we got load management he needs to work on. And I think he needs to fine them double. They need to stop doing it. Literally, one of their superstars came out and said, I doubt I'll play a back-to-back ever again. Bro, hockey does that all the time and no one complains. The NBA, all the time. All the time. Mm-hmm. So I could tell you right now, if I go to a game, I drop $200 and someone doesn't play, and I buy tickets months ahead of time, and I plan all this. I'm going to have so much money at this time. I'm going to go. And then certain players don't play. I'll be pissed. I would not watch your product for quite some time. I'll be like, nope. I can focus my attention on something else, something that's not going to screw me over monetarily. I think that also has helped hurt the league. And Adam Silver needs to step in and stop it. So you got LeBron James helping and hurting because he's just so damn good. You got too many people polarizing, talking politics. Then they wanted to have arenas where you could vote. They're getting too much involved. People don't want that. I think that's tuning people out. The kneeling and then putting things on the back in 2020, I think that hurt him a little bit. I think people forgave them for that. But some people might not. And now, here comes, I think, the big thing that Adam needs to focus on the most. Adam, you have the best athletes involved, but your product is trash because the three-point line is being used way too much. And when you look at it, and here's a stat, and it doesn't go back too far, but the stat is basically, let's find it. All right, so here we go. Here is the stat. Some say the 8 was helped by players that are all in the league right now, or were coaches. So the 3-point line in the 8, shots taken has been increasing, and they say the trend is not expected to slow down. Okay, the average number of 3-point attempts per game has been increasing since 21-22, so at the 10-year mark. The average was 35.2, and now it's 37.5. It's a 48-minute game. Okay, you look, you say each team, there's 3 shots. So we'll just do this. We'll say there's 50 shots or there's 50 minutes just to make the math easy. 50 shots or 50 minutes, and with a 20-second shot clock, 24-second shot clock, just for the sake of argument, we're saying 3 shots in a minute. Okay? This is at the high end. There's 150 shot attempts in a game. the number, I believe, is a little bit higher because everyone's not waiting to the last second on the shot clock. There's fast. Okay, I know that. So we're saying 150. A fifth of, almost a fourth of them are threes. Okay. That is too many. It's too many. Threes are cool and people enjoy them. People don't enjoy is when it's a three followed by a three followed by a three followed by a three and there's no huge skill going on. It's just threes. When games matter, it's great. It's on the line and someone hits a big three, it's all good. People love it. When they're just unnecessarily thrown up, people don't like them. Okay? It's not something people like. There has to be a certain amount before it starts getting boring. And they've hit that. They have centers taking 11 threes in a game. To me, I'm not interested in that. I'm not interested in seeing a center out there 11 threes. A few? Okay. I'm fine with. 11? Again, too many. And it needs to stop. Right? It's cool that a 7-footer can shoot a 3. It's not cool is when a 7-footer shoots a 3 at a 25% clip, at a 30% clip. It's not interesting. Okay? Not interesting in the least. So you got to figure out how to change this three-point barrage that is making the NBA boring. Okay? The mid-range jumper does not exist anymore. You can look it up. There's this amazing photo. You see the three-point line. And you see where the shots are and where they've gone in the last 20 years. They're either right at the basket or they are behind the three-point line. There's nothing in between. It is absolutely ridiculous, right? There's no mid-game. So, like, the skill is either I'm going to isolate you and try to dribble by you to the basket. I can throw it to the basket. Or I just try to take a step back or just there's not greatness happening. There's great players, but greatness isn't happening. They have found a way, Mike D'Antoni, Daryl Morey, to make the game which, yeah, you shoot threes, you have the chance to get more points over the long haul. And that's what they're doing. But in doing so, they have created a boring ass league that needs to be stopped, right? We're all going to love Steph Curry. We all remember the Olympics and his threes and how they won it. Those were necessary threes. Completely necessary, right? What's not necessary is when 37 and a half are averaging per game over the course of the year. That's not necessary. All right. Another thing that's happening is the best players that we all love, they're aging out. They're not as good as what they were to watch because their teams aren't good. Golden State, amazing team. They're starting to die. They haven't replaced the players that they needed to keep people loving them. It's just the way it is. Steph Curry, for as great as he is, he needs some young players around him that are great to sustain that level of success. And Steve Kerr had it, and they had it, and they gave him away. They had Jordan Poole. They had Wiggins, who looks like he's not that great anymore. but they had these players that they could sustain it for a little bit longer. They got rid of them because they decided to keep Draymond Green. Don't know why you would keep that guy, but they decided to roll with him and his head case. And you kind of made him not relevant. So you lost, your dynasty died. You have no dynasty right now for people to enjoy and watch. That also was hurting them, right? Like, it was great when they talk about the Lakers and the Celtics in the 80s, how great that of a rivalry was. And then you had the Jordan years, but he also had a lot of good teams against him. And then you get into the LeBron James era, and then it's LeBron against, not Curry, but against Golden State. That was good. You also had the Spurs in between there. That looked good. The Spurs are irrelevant. You can say, well, they got Wemby. Adam Silver, they're irrelevant right now. They're a 500 team. They are, I think, 15-15. They're a 500 team. You have the Knicks, who haven't been to the finals in 20-some years. Been to the finals once in, or twice in maybe 40. Right? So, your biggest market can't make it. The Lakers, the West has gotten good and has stayed good, so the Lakers aren't as relevant as what they were. Denver is not going to go back anytime soon, it looks like. Kevin Durant is not going back anytime soon, it looks like. So you have this new core of teams that need some good promotion to make it relevant. They're not getting it because of LeBron James, because of the threes. Because of this. The Celtics, their coach, they're absolutely insane. They're insanely good. Right? I can be honest. I haven't watched them play. I watched them in the finals a little bit. I haven't watched them play a regular season game because it's not, because of all these other things. I'm not trying to watch them shoot and then make 28, 21 threes in a game. Right? It gets boring to me. I want to see some actual basketball happening. They pass the ball great. Do some dunks. Do some mid-range. You do that, and you see some of these athletes become even better athletes on TV, and it's great. They're stunting it. I blame a little bit of this on Harden. You're a boring-ass player to watch. He's got to touch the ball for 20 minutes a game to get his 25 points a game. Other players can touch the ball for half as many time and get the same amount of points. So basically, I got to watch James Harden dribble the ball for 12 extra minutes. It's not worth it. It's boring. And he's not going to win. We all know he's not going to win. He's trash. Anytime he makes the playoffs, his team's going to lose. So what's the point if I live in that city to watch? Right? A few years of him out, and now Houston's crushing it. That's the thing. You did too much politics. That hurt a little bit. LeBron James being a dynasty himself, getting to the finals all those years, that hurt a little bit. After like four or five, people got bored of it. I'm just going to be honest. People got a little bored of it. The lack of promotion for the younger players. And even so, they're just not good at relating to people. Because they make an insane amount of money now. Right? Like, if I go up, there's a video after the Olympics. Someone trying to go to LeBron James and he says no. Says, get away from me, kid. You know? The thing is, people are going to look at, back in the day, we could go and have a conversation with an athlete. If we saw them on the street, they were relatable. They made more money, not an insane amount of money more, but they made more and they were relatable. They are not relatable anymore, and people are tuning out. They're tuning out because of all the things you mentioned and just you not relating. So here's something they can do, and take this from the WNBA. they have a like a kids day, in which I believe the tickets are way cheaper. Kids get to go out on the court and hang out with athletes. When I say kids, there's got to be an age gap, right? Because you're going to have like a 16-year-old going out there, a 17-year-old. He's going to try to buck up and try to take him one-on-one. And it's boring. Like, that's not what you want. You want young kids that are going to fall in love. We're talking like 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Those kids fall in love with it. That when they go to high school and middle school, they play basketball. They're not going to play volleyball. They're not going to play these other sports, track and field, wrestling, football. They're focusing on basketball. And if you can relate to them and do that, you will win some viewers back. Because these kids, they want to think that they can be like you. But when they go to try to see you in a stadium and you don't give them any mind, or they see you on the street and you say, F you, man, they and their parents and their families, they're going to do something else, right? That's just the way it is. So make your young players more accessible. Make them more relatable. And in that notion, as I wrap this up, Adam, Mr. Silver, I don't know how I should call you, commissioner. I don't know. You're not my commissioner, so I don't know what if I should call you commissioner. But yeah, they don't know how to relate. And the other thing is, the ones that are American, they're just from an area that they're not using to help. They're coming from, I'm going to act like this. I'm going to do this. And I'm calling John Morant. Like, John Morant could be the face of the NBA. He looks like an amazing ball player that could do so many great things, yet somehow is finding his way to get in trouble over and over again. Bringing a gun, flashing a gun, doing gun stuff. People are like, dude, stop acting gangster. You're a millionaire, multimillionaire. You had it made growing up. Like, just don't do that. Like, they do all these weird things after they make a basket and... No, stop. That's also hurting. I gotta wrap this up because I feel like it's been a very long time. But the NBA has a huge issue. If they try to focus on that, I don't know, how do you fix the three-point line? That's a very good question. You gotta try to teach them better basketball, right? And I don't think they have the athleticism. I don't know if they have the skills for better basketball. I don't know if the shooting percentage as a whole is better or worse. When you get to the basket, you shoot at a higher percentage, but now you're also going away. Does it equalize out? I'm not 100% sure for them. What I do know is that people are tuning out. Half of the people less than 15 years ago are done with you. And you have one of the best shows on TV with Charles Barkley, Kenny, and Shaq, and Ernie Johnson. It is amazing. I love watching the highlights on YouTube. It is fantastic what they have. So you have this great product that can talk about it. It's kind of like the NFL on Fox, stuff like that. And they hate the basketball. They find it, and these are Xbox X basketball players, they find it awful. So I don't know what to do about that. They need to find a way to fix it, and to fix it quickly, because they are losing so many people. So my advice is to look at this. Step one, you can't fix the deep one line right now. Don't worry about that. Make them relatable right off the bat. Make them relatable. Get rid of load management. Find a way to promote these young people. Try to figure out a way to make people start shooting a little bit less threes. You may just have to wait for these certain amount of people to just get out before we can move on. But Adam, you're struggling. It's not my responsibility to fix your league. But here's the things you need to do. Make them relatable. Make them play all the time. And make them play hard all the time. Your officiating is meh. Fix that too. Alright. You can find me at the podcast and everything.com. Any major app that podcasts are on, I'm on. Email the show. info@thepodcastoneverything.com. Adam, we'll be in touch again. All right. Peace.